Hello and welcome to the Personal Development School podcast. I'm your host, Thais Gibson, and I create regular podcast episodes to teach you about your relationships, attachment style, and the subconscious mind. My goal of this podcast is to give you tools and awareness you need to thrive in your relationships, feel deeply connected, and find harmony and fulfillment in your relationships and personal life. So I hope you tune in here with me each and every week. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about five key signs you may be living in survival mode. I know I've struggled with this at different points in my life, and I feel like it's something that's not really talked about enough. And I think some of the circumstances that have taken place over the past couple of years have probably only like made this a more pervasive theme in a lot of people's lives. And survival mode sort of comes about when for fairly long periods of time, we're either like living in the hamster wheel where we're just going, busy, overloaded, so much to get done, so many things going on, or if we're in a position where we're just in sympathetic nervous system mode for a long time. And that can be somewhat because of sort of like historic childhood conditioned patterns and the way you learn to interact and the neurochemical sort of cocktail that your patterns of thinking and unmet needs or met needs elicited for long periods of time that then becomes your subconscious comfort zone. So I want to go through five key signs here for how to identify whether you're in survival mode or not. And if you want to do a deep dive on getting out of this mode and actually being able to properly regulate, we have an amazing course that just came out, and it's all about somatic processing and nervous system regulation. And it's basically retraining your subconscious mind and body and your relationship to your emotions to learn to properly downregulate so you can feel a sense of like peace of mind, control over your life again, and not feel like you're constantly in this sort of, you know, state of being overstimulated, overworked, underrested, and so on. So very first sign is you are having a hard time relaxing and winding down. And it's hard to just sit still without some form of stimulation. This is a really common space that people get into when they're always in this survival mode, where it's like they can't properly wind down and just be. And they always are like, I see people like always escaping into things. It's like the phone escaping into, the television has to be on, and often trying to like multitask at once, or not being able to just like sit for a moment and like be with your emotions and be with your thoughts and be with your body and just like be with yourself. So this is a really clear sign that we're more like overstimulated and usually just have a subconscious comfort zone around being in sympathetic nervous system mode more often. And keep in mind too, like sympathetic nervous system mode is like, we are in fight or flight mode, sometimes freeze or fawn mode. And we are not like, there's massive impacts on like our immune system, on our ability to like be in rest and digest mode, properly repair at our body at the cellular level. Like there are tremendous implications to being stuck in sympathetic nervous system mode for too long, not just mentally, emotionally, but also physically. The second major sign that you're living in survival mode is you find yourself overly reactive to small things. Usually we become overly reactive to small things because there's big things in the background that we're not properly addressing. And so this could be that we have hugely unmet needs. It could be that, you know, we are feeling triggered on a regular basis. We're feeling overwhelmed in our life. We're teetering on the brink of burnout all the time. And so, you know, the moment something comes into our lives, it may seem small from an objective point of view, but from the internal point of view, it's the straw that broke the camel's back. And, you know, it feels like the world's crashing down because, you know, there's so much going on for that person on their daily, throughout their daily life, essentially. Number three, this is a really interesting one. Everybody, it feels like, this isn't coming up very well. Everything feels like you're rushing. It feels like literally everything is just like, hurry, 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 go, go, go. And that could be because you are overly rushing, which is still you living in survival mode, but it can also be because when we are in fight or flight mode, everything feels like it's sped up a little bit. When we're in rest and digest mode, it feels like we have more space. It feels like we have more time. When we're in parasympathetic nervous system mode, it feels like everything isn't stress and rush and intense. And so really interesting to keep that in mind as well. And obviously, if you are overly rushing to everything, then it's also good to have better boundaries to deal with that problem at the root level as well. Technically, I think your nervous system and getting out of fight or flight mode and reprogramming that as your set point would be the root level, but boundaries could be another contributing root cause. Number four is if you feel so exhausted at the end of the day, that you just crash. Like there's no in between. It's like you're really on or you're like really off. And usually that's because you're not actually spending like conscious waking time in parasympathetic nervous system mode. You're like sympathetic nervous system mode and then crash. And it's this like huge sort of like all or nothing type of way of living. And usually that crash isn't like in a lot of your waking time or in a lot of your interactions. You're not bringing like your regulated self into your interactions, into your life. It's like you're bringing your slightly dysregulated self when you're overstimulated into your daily life. And then finally dropping into that, like, you know, parasympathetic nervous system mode out of pure exhaustion. And again, that's not going to create a sense of well-being and fulfillment. Usually our access to well-being and fulfillment comes from being more attached to and more integrated in parasympathetic nervous system mode. So there's a lot more to say about that, but you can check out the course if you'd like to for that. And number five is you push people away without thinking because you know you don't have time for them. And this can be something like, of course, for periods of time, if you're starting a business, if you just had, you know, a newborn, if you are in the process of planning a wedding, you know, of course, there's going to be times where like you have to set boundaries with people differently, or you started a new job or whatever it might be. But if this is an active habit that seems to be a pervasive theme throughout the course of life, then there may be a, sort of something to look into there in terms of, are you dysregulated? Are you not, you know, showing up in the relationship to yourself? How are you feeling on a daily basis? And do you have room for things in each of the seven areas? Do you have some balance across the seven areas of life between career and finances and mental, emotional, spiritual, physical, and relationship health and well-being? So hopefully this all makes sense. You know, a lot of this really requires you to reflect and actually work on changing your habits in order to create a different output and different results. But hopefully this all makes a whole lot of sense. I just wanted to jump in here and let you know that we are doing a 14-day free trial, which means you get access to the personal development school and everything we have going on the other side for free for 14 days. That means you get access to the 4 live webinars I do every single week. You can come in, you can ask me questions with your camera on, we can chat. You can leave your camera off if you prefer, or type your questions in the chat. There's lots of opportunity to get your questions answered. And on top of that, you get access to all of our different courses. We have over 55 different courses on relationships, communication, boundaries, emotional mastery, guilt and shame, learning your needs, so many different facets that are really important to master our lives and feel really good about our lives going forward. And last but not least, there's also community elements in there. So there's a daily community event, whether it's practicing communication or doing a guided morning routine or a guided reprogramming exercise. We have trained facilitators and coaches who are in there doing that work, showing up to support you on your journey every single day. So I would love to see you on the other side. There's lots of exciting stuff in there. And we have had a 99.7% NPS score, which means we have literally that many people who report being really successful at PDS and wanting to recommend this to others. And it was all done anonymously. So I felt really honored that everybody shared that. So thank you to those of you who did. But yeah, please join me on the other side. Come check it out. See if it's a fit for you. I'd love to see you there.